Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week, electronic dance master Elephant Skeletons, his new EP, Sleep, and all the magnificent sounds that he does on this as he seamlessly meshes traditional instrumentation with out-of-this-world dreamscapes, providing one of the most compelling new projects you'll hear in quite some time. So from the new EP from Elephant Skeletons, Sleep, the title song, now on Atlantic Access.
We're going to sleep.
That's Elephant Skeletons. We just heard Blindfold and the title song to the new EP, Sleep, back-to-back here on Atlantic Access, talking with Elephant Skeletons right now, as a matter of fact. Congratulations on this piece of work, mister.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, let me start by asking, you've had a few releases now over the last few years.
This works out to be number 6.
That's quite a bit of work in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, it is, and interestingly, I guess I had thought about releasing this collection of music with the previous collection of music as one longer album, but the more time I spent preparing the release, I kind of felt like the vibe of the two different collections of music actually worked better as separate releases.
Definitely a master at what you do, a very electronically driven music, obviously, but you still maintain the organic side. You play some wind instruments. You're known for your saxophone abilities. What inspired you to mesh the two?
Well, I grew up playing in different rock bands and progressive rock and metal bands, so I almost started doing electronic music more out of, you know, just a way to be able to capture more sounds and be able to do more just myself without relying on other musicians. I certainly still love collaborating, and I like to take opportunities to do that, but it's nice to be able to have a way to create where I'm able to just tackle all those elements myself, and I do love making sound on just about anything I can get my hands on. So as far as incorporating organic sounds into the electronic, that's just what feels natural for me, and I use a lot of different organic percussion grooves and stuff that I'll create myself and blend that in there, or use, you know, I kind of just, whatever the song is that I'm working on, I just try to hear what it needs and work with it. And I do feel like there's a cohesiveness to the project and the music that sounds like it goes together, but it's not necessarily trying to play just one style all the time.
Well, it's a mesh that works really well for you, and of course it helps to establish your unique sound overall. The EP, the new one, is called Sleep. Do I detect a bit of a concept behind this project?
Yeah, most certainly. There's a reoccurring theme in this album, and I kind of had spent some time pondering different afterlife possibilities, and, you know, I think that, you know, none of us know for certain what happens when we pass, but I think that there might be various potential things that could happen. I think there's one potential could be that you go into the dream realm. You know, some people would argue against that, and I don't know for sure, but it was an interesting thought-provoking concept to kind of play around with for a few of the songs that are on the album. Sleep and Awake All Right in particular, definitely there's a strong focus on that theme. Plays around with that concept of the possibility that, you know, maybe we go off into the dream realm. Maybe we don't, but we'll maybe find out someday.
Well, a nice coincidence that you mentioned the song Awake All Right, because that's where we're going next. So from the EP Sleep, this is Awake All Right from Elephant Skeletons on Atlantic Access. Mid-Atlantic Access, we're featuring the new EP, Sleep, from Elephant Skeletons this week. You bring a very global world vision to your music.
On the West Coast for a few years, and living in like the Vancouver area, it was really cool because you had the opportunity to see more national and international touring acts that were awesome. But I missed a lot of the rawness and the integrity of the East Coast music scene, because there's just some amazing artists around here, and that's definitely inspiring to have so many different peers and groups that are doing such cool stuff around here.
Listening to your work, it's difficult to just go from one track to another and then think to yourself, oh, I'm just going to listen to this title or that title and then I'll have enough. It really is, I find your work flows together.
That's definitely how I create music, and I do know from an industry standpoint now it's all very single-driven, but the way that my brain and my creative process goes is I tend to create things in like a series or collection of tunes that maybe aren't full-on concept albums, but certainly have reoccurring themes. The different albums are intended to be listened to as a collection of sounds.
The new EP is called Sleep, and before I forget, maybe we should let everybody know how they can access this project for people who want to actually own a copy.
The best way, if you wanted to own a copy right now, since this album was released in kind of a strange time that we're all living through, it's right now it's just a digital release. So it can be found at www.elephantskeleton.bandcamp.com if you wanted to download a copy to own, or it can be found on Spotify or various other streaming platforms, but that would be the two most popular sources. What's it called? iTunes as well, or Apple Music. It would be on there as well if that's a format that you're using and you'd like to find it.
One of the more interesting titles off the Sleep EP that I'm kind of partial to is Sultans of Trash.
The song Trash Sultan was a song that I came up with. There's actually another artist out there. His name is Taj Sultana. And whenever I saw her name come up, she's a really talented musician, but whenever I saw her name come up, I don't know, in my brain, I kept on the letters or something about the sounds of those words together made me think Trash Sultan, and not thinking that she's a Trash Sultan, but just something about those, the two words of her name kind of mixed up in my brain to think that, and it kind of created this imagery of dream realm, kind of post-apocalyptic kind of concept, and kind of some fun with just with those words.
Well, congratulations on the work. Interesting to hear you evolve from one project to another. Each one seems to get more intricate, you know, as you explore new sounds and new audio worlds, it seems. So all the best. We hope to see you in front of an audience soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. And hopefully we'll be able to keep on this train of sharing things online and through live streams and whatnot in the meantime. And thank you very much, Terry, for taking the time to reach out.
Thank you so much for making the time also. This is from Elephant Skeletons and the EP Sleep, Trash Sultans, on Atlantic Access.
Precious metals in the trash. lucid in the dream state will find tranquility in the afterlife. For it is possible that consciousness proceeds in the dream realm after the physical body retires, and that heaven is what we dream of and is attainable to all those who arrive with open eyes.
And the final track from Elephant Skeleton's latest EP, Sleep, that's and looks the same, Lullaby. The Atlantic Access Podcast, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. The bonus track this week is from one of the most acclaimed albums released in 2019, the latest single from Joey Labache and his highly acclaimed album, Trente. This is Beau Temps pour l'Apocalypse on Atlantic Access.
Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.